I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday. Glad to have you along. I got my my buddy's T-shirt here.
And Josh was trying to make out what's in the middle of the P. That's the state of Maine, no?
Yes, it is.
No, that's the guy's tattoo.
No. Stop it.
Oh, stop
it. See, what is the matter with him?
He's a fascist.
Mike, but he's our fascist.
Yes, he is. I just think it's cool. I think he's kicking ass up there, but I'm not sure. It's a bummer to be not in the, you know, not voting in the state where, you know, where I
could be. If he's not kicking ass, his stormtroopers certainly are.
So you do it too?
Well, no, I just thought of it.
Because that's what you're becoming.
What?
You're slowly becoming.
No, no, oh, far from it.
Rob is a stray cat, so if you feed him, he'll come to you and do that.
Broad strokes, broad false strokes.
I didn't need that. I didn't need that. You know, you didn't need to. You scolded him and then you tipped it in for him. You know,
Rob's been messaging me all morning asking for me to make a AI of Mike O'Mara as a Red Cross Jesus.
You know, here's the thing.
Also not true, Mike. Also not true.
Look, it's a crazy world. I start the news now when I give you my tidbits with just an update. Just so we know, I think it's important for everybody to know what's going on. And I hate the fact that we don't ever really know what's going on. That's what I hate.
Yes.
I feel, can we all agree? And Josh, if you disagree, let me know, because you always do. But do you feel as though we are winging it? That there's really no rhyme or reason, that like when things like a blockade come up, which I'll tell you about in the news, that it's just kind of, okay, well, you're going to blockade? Well, I'm going to blockade. Mm-hmm. And not a long-term, deep-thinking policy plan. And the ramifications for anybody that has money in like the stock market or drives a long way to work. I saw it yesterday, man. Yeah. It jumped off the signs at the gas stations. Just how much we're paying. I am unsettled, and I just want to put my head in the sand, but then I also want it just to be over. That's how I feel right now.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I'm tired of it.
I think we're just all being played, and I'm tired of being played on both sides. I'm tired of, as I flip the channels, it's the same story spun two different ways, so then you never really know what's going on.
I'm curious, Josh, when that happens,
yes.
Do you have any regrets?
That's a good question. Do you have regrets
about what?
Like perhaps who you've supported and voted for in the past?
No,
No,
I don't. Because
really?
I think
that's awfully bold, I'd say.
I think we focus a lot on negative on both sides instead of. Sometimes there's positives that go on. I know you hate the word both sides.
Well, it's false equivalency.
Mm-hmm. No, I think.
I mean, it's always both sides, you know? I mean, right now, your team is in power. Let's be honest.
I know. But then you turn on the news and one channel is complaining about AI Jesus. The other is complaining about.
Well, who wouldn't Eric complain Swalwell? About AI? Let's say both sides.
Everyone focuses on the negative. You never focus on the positive.
How about your side as a evangelical Christian? You're not offended by that?
No, because it's a stupid AI.
Because it's your hero.
No, because people post stupid stuff on the internet all the time.
He's the president of the United States.
I get that. I think you will enjoy. I think people would enjoy Trump a lot more if they just relax and just.
That you're blaming the people.
That's what he wants. That's exactly what he wants.
I'm saying.
Can we get? I don't want to get upset. I don't want to get upset.
Right.
But the thing about it is, I don't want. When it gets, it was almost tolerable when it was just within our borders, which, mm-hmm. by the way, he campaigned on, that it was never going to leave our borders,
right.
That we weren't going to be involved.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's the world, you know, yeah. It's just.
Let me rephrase my question, Mike. Let me rephrase my question about regrets. Josh, where we are now, and take coverage out of it, because I think you have I think you have a pretty good understanding of what is going on in the real world, whether it's filtered through Fox News or whatever. Is this where we are today? Is this what you voted for?
See, that's, I hate that question because it's,
I love that
Iran,
question.
Well, here's the problem. The Iran war, no. The immigration stuff, yes. The high gas prices, no. But the slowing down of inflation, yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, have you seen the
slowing down of inflation? Have you been in a fucking grocery store?
Yes, it's better than it was 3 years ago.
Oh my God! Are you smoking? No, methamphetamine.
We just smashed a bunch of eggs on our head. You think we could have done that 2 years ago?
Yes.
And we also could have had steak with those eggs 3 years ago. Yes.
Inflation's at like 3% now. It was like 20% before. No.
What? What propaganda are you being fed that says inflation is under control? Are you?
It's a lot better than it was.
No, it's not.
All right, we're done. I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
I can't do it.
You got it out of your system, though.
Take the freaking IQ test.
It was 3%.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Mike, what? Inflation is down and luxury ballrooms are up. It's a great time in America.
I'm scared.
You should be.
That's all I'm saying. I'm scared. And at some point, people have to realize what's going on.
You know what scares me the most about
it? From your team, not my team, your team.
What scares me the most about it is in times of war in the past and times of crisis, our country has come together.
Oh, no. Well, hold on a second.
No. I'm fine with that. When your team started a war, we didn't come together either.
I'm fine with, look, it's still the United States. And if we put people in danger, I'm not sitting there moaning about the Revolutionary Guard being blown up. Not one little bit. If we're there, we're there. That's the way I kind of look at things right now. Okay? So I just wanted to say that, Rob. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm sorry. I just think that, you know, I can think back as recently as 9/11, which is not that recent, but there hasn't been that many global situations in my life. A war is a uniting feature. It brings the country together to fight a common opponent. And if we're in a war where the entire country is so mixed up that we can't even figure out really if we're for it or against it, this is an ill-advised war. You've got to have the entire country behind it. Otherwise, it's just, he's playing strategic.
And you have to have the world behind it, too. You have to have our allies behind it. Or our former allies, which they really are.
They are.
Which he has done now. He has alienated the world.
The problem with comparing it to the war after 9/11 is we were attacked. So everyone got behind it. I don't think anyone wants us to go into war outside of that being attacked and we get unity.
Mike, I just got a press release from Party City. The helium department says inflation is down.
All right. No, I'm just freaking my ass out. Can I lighten the mood, please?
Yes.
Would that be appreciated?
I would love it.
The Apple, this falls under the heading of the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And also,
is it about your laptop?
Is it about the Red Sox?
No.
Oh. Because they had a great night.
Oh, my God.
What happened with the Red Sox?
The ace of the Red Sox, Garrett Crochet, but arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball, gave up 130 runs last night. They don't know now whether it was a once-in-a-lifetime mistake or whether he was injured.
Take me out to the ball game.
What was the final?
13-6.
Okay, well, they can give up many more after his initial implosion.
Yeah, he's the only one that imploded.
I mean, he's the only pitcher that is the stopgap. This is the guy that rights the ship no matter what, and now he effed up. I'm getting to the point where I'm done.
In Boston, do you think
I'm going to tell Michael when we go up north, there will not be a stop in Boston. Start again next year. I mean, I'm almost at that point.
The season's already over?
Yes! I'm almost at that point. I'm really going to go Twins. All right, Terry, good for you. So, yesterday, I mean, last minute, I picked my son up at school. 2:30, and he hops in, and it goes something like, Dad. Well, this always gets me when he hops in the car and he goes, Dad, did you get the email? And I'm like, oh, great. Another middle of the day, everybody's doing their thing, email from school that...
Oh, this is another, you know, this is another communication issue.
Schools, and I think I speak for schools around the country. Schools, the average people have a time of day where they are busy and a time where they're not. Not busy, afternoon, evening, the day before. Mm-hmm. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
During day of, busy.
Of course.
Missable. Missable.
Eight to four, I'd say, is a pretty...
8 to 4, if there's something going on later in that day, that ain't going to cut it. Because plans are made, activities are attended, that type of... So it can be problematic. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, with Johnny Baseball's schedule, this was not a conflict. However, he explains it to me that he and his buddies have been selected. They have an elective class, which is really a fantastic class for them, which is called Cougar Vision, which is the mascot, and it's called Vision.
They find older women.
They go into bars. That's exactly what. You know, when I'm trying to be careful and I got Shecky here, I know I can't say anything when it's my personal life, he waits like a hawk.
Well, no. You know, trying to have a good time.
But you know, you just named the show.
It's his TV production class, which blessed to have him at a facility that's able to offer that. And so the gist of it is because he and two other kids are doing, have done, I think it was called professional work, and I was thrilled to hear that they have been selected to do the play-by-play for that afternoon's varsity lacrosse playoff game.
Now, that's cool.
Now, that's my son... Cool. Knows more about that sport than I do, but he still doesn't, you know, he's not a lacrosse kid.
Well, lacrosse, take it from someone who has had his toe in high school sports before. It's a hard sport to call because there's no stop down. It goes. And if you don't know the player's numbers, you're going to lose track of everything.
And so I get this email, a tremendously complimentary email, very nice, but last minute, and I think there was a sorry for the short notice because I guess the schedule for the playoffs was determined at a later hour. And so the long and short, he's going to go up into the press box. He's going to do he's going to be the color analyst for this this game. And he's going to be up in the press box, and he's going to be
partnered with a buddy.
He's partnered with two of the kids from his class.
Good.
That are in the course with him. And so we'd made like dinner plans. I was going to cook a dinner, and we were going to have a nice that aforementioned budget steak that I bought yesterday for dinner with the non-inflationary prices.
Was it the kind of steak that comes in a box with pieces of wax paper between it?
No, it really was. It was a real one.
Oh, good
from
for
your
you.
Favorite store.
Yeah.
And I really, rarely do I do it, but I just looked at it. I said, that's... bite the bullet. Jesus Christ.
Well, which cut did you buy?
Strip.
Yeah, it's guaranteed great.
But it's not... But the price is not.
No, it's not at all.
It's insane.
You could have saved $35 at Omaha Steaks.
That's right.
You know, that's where he's right. When he's right, he's right. That's something you would do, and I shouldn't do that. I'm the host of the show. I should be, yes, I absolutely should.
You're also a little keyed up.
I'm a little wound up.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
But that goes out the window, and you know, when I get that, I'm not perceiving how much joy is about to come. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not aware. I'm more like convenience. I don't like last minute crap from any organization my kids affiliated with, school, Little League, all that. I hate that. We get enough of that.
Turns out he's rising on the second day, so we need you at church early.
No, with baseball tournaments, you get that by the nature of the game.
Yeah,
they don't know until 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, whether they're going
to
play at 8:30 in the morning the next morning or 12:30. So that's right. The way that I don't need it during the week, but we get it. I accept it. He's jacked about it. I'm not depriving him of that. He doesn't have anything on the docket. Bingo. I got to bring him. And I pick him up at 2:30. It's a half hour drive to get home. Get home about 3:10, 3:15. I got to turn around in 45 minutes and take him back to school because he's got to be in the studio or in the press box at 4:30.
And school is not like across the street.
No, but the Mike O'Mara Uber is is active and ready to go. And so I call Carla and I said, I know we were supposed to do dinner. She said, did you get the email? I said, yeah, you got it too. And I start to go, rah, 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 you know, I go into full don't get happy bitch mode. And right. And I know when I'm really over the top with it, because Carla would go, Mike, I got to go. That's it. When I'm just, well, they don't let you know, and they don't, and I'm ranting, and
could
I'm
you get her raving. To record that? I'd love to have that in my soundboard. Mike, I gotta go.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's nuts. So, drop him off, and it's a good turnout for this game because the parking lot is full, and I say, let's meet at our little wing joint, and we will we'll order some dinner, and we will watch him on the stream, the live stream. They're going to live stream it. That's the big.
Okay.
And I think it's like the first time the sixth graders have done this for this particular sport. It's a lot of firsts, and it's going on. Yes.
Did Michael prepare? Did he look terminology?
He prepared,
make some notes, prepare
yeah,
some
he
lines?
Did. He did, which was funny because, I mean, I feel like I'm looking at a mirror because he's like sitting there getting his stuff together and doing the research at the last minute. And the last piece of advice I gave to him was this. He said, Dad, since I'm not I don't know as much about lacrosse as the other kids. I said, you know what the best policy is for that? First 5 seconds of the broadcast. Let everybody know that. Let everybody know and then ask questions. That's your strategy of doing your color commentary. And then you can sort of, you know, improvise as you go.
Dead
and
on.
You will
That's
know.
Great.
To hear him implement that. So the game starts. I'm dealing with this app. Are you familiar with Vimeo? Are you familiar with that?
That's largely a gaming platform, isn't it, Josh?
I believe it used to host the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show.
I think it may have, and it's there's a reason it doesn't anymore. And it's just, I get, do you get to a point like I do with proprietary apps and websites that just require so much data before you can even move?
Vimeo is really good at making sure that if you're not supposed to watch the show, you can't.
Yeah.
So they're really good at locking you out of things, which then when something's open is a problem.
And I'm curious, in addition to the Vimeo shortcomings, how is the Wi-Fi at the wing joint?
Good.
Okay, so that's not a problem.
And as a matter of fact, the 5G is good too. So I could have watched it without Wi-Fi, but I get the Wi-Fi at Buckets,
because you're a preferred customer.
And by the way, his school and where he plays his little league and where we go to this place, I've talked about Buckets before, is all in a very, very, very close proximity. So
pricey real estate there.
You've had the pleasure.
Josh, a lot of people miss, you know, they say things aren't as good anymore, but if you miss a gravel parking lot, that's the place you want to go to.
Well, we've mentioned before that when you go to these little league fields and everything, Buckets is kind of the only place. So
it's really the most convenient. And now there's a wine bar that was closed that Carla likes to go to because they offer
the seniors.
But they offer a flight of wine, and it's a good joint. And we've eaten there before, and it's reasonable, which is really good. But they were closed on Monday. And by the way, as far as the restaurant is concerned, you want to make sure that you're going to win. Close on Monday. That's
barbershop tradition, Mike. You close on Monday because you're open
Saturday.
Restaurant's
not a barbershop, Rob.
I know. I'm just saying they're probably taking
7 days a week.
That's right. 24/7.
Yeah. No, it wasn't 24/7.
Only for Mike.
So we go. I could not tell you how I achieved the live stream, But I can tell you that ultimately what I was trying to do was get in early. And for a live stream, that's irrelevant because they're not going to pop it on until it's actually live. Yes. So that's what happened.
They might not let you sign in at all. And if they do, you don't know if you're in the right place.
Did they have a pirate countdown?
Like we do?
Yeah.
No. Can I ask a question about the animation?
I had one too, yeah.
So the animation of the first segment of that, they're both really good, but it's just, I realize that why we would never be in a movie, not Josh is excluded. I'm talking about Rob and me.
Right.
What is the quality of the faces that's modified that makes us both look more manly?
I think we're ruddier. I think there's some color added to our face and some more wrinkles and lines. Yeah, they could do that with makeup. And Josh,
you don't think it's like they chiseled out certain areas of our face?
No. And we could chisel out places of our face if we just stopped eating. That's all we'd have to do.
But I think that's
I have a question. Pirate had much Krispy Kreme.
Josh, why in the video do you eat gold coins?
I don't know either.
That's very troubling disturbing. To me.
I don't know the AI video as well. And it makes little, 10-second videos, so I just let it do what it does.
I see.
And I'm bringing up this thing here. Hold on just a second. All right.
I just assumed they were those chocolate coins.
Well, they're not. And they're not condoms either. They're pure pirate booty. And
pirate booty?
And you're putting them
in. Which is the best kind of booty.
Hey, man, when you are out on the ocean, what you are looking for is pirate booty.
I am a professional DJ.
What is this in the glove box of my galleon?
Look at this. My name is Scott Shannon.
Captain Scott Shannon.
All right, let's see if I got it here. Hold on a second. All right. I'm up there.
Find someone open, but Rock on the teams are very...
I believe we're hearing the play-by-play.
Yeah, I think so.
It kind of just starts. Cougars versus Vikings.
There are long stretches of silence when you're calling.
No, this is opening. Nothing started yet. All right. So it's a live stream where it's just a camera shot.
Does he open with a joke?
I don't believe so.
That's a shame. People love a joke.
I didn't hear this part. So you're looking
live.
You are looking live. All right, let me skip ahead. Come on.
All right, here we go with our face-off. Josh. Looks like...
Come on, Michael.
He got the face-off term, right?
Yeah.
That's the national anthem.
That's true.
I've heard it before.
They play it, it's funny, the Orioles open every game with the national anthem.
It's very good.
Yeah.
All right, I think we are having a meeting at the... I apologize.
Did you hear about the Leper lacrosse game? There was a face-off in the corner.
All right, I think we're going to start.
This is an old joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Rob. You doofus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Cougar Vision broadcast. Joining me today is me, myself, Michael O'Mara.
Evan Dosretz.
And Keegan Hassett.
Truly an amazing night for some Canterbury lacrosse here on this Monday night. Beautiful evening. So Keegan's going to be giving us with our Canterbury Cougars starting today.
That's
pretty cool.
That's great.
It's just cool. Yeah. It was cool.
Was that an ad lib or had he prepared, or do you know his open?
Well, no, I don't think he wrote it down or anything like that.
I mean, it's pretty smooth.
And then, so Carla, we watch a little of it. Carla beats feet to go home, take care of the dogs. I go back over to the school and I make my way up into the press box. And it was just so much fun to be up there. And they had the PA guy who was like you, Rob,
right?
Who was doing the different stuff. And
You get on mic?
What's
did
that?
Drag,
no.
Did they drag you on?
No, they didn't.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Jeff Goldblum to call the third period of this lacrosse game.
Well, that is really something. look at the way they run. They They eviscerated the opposition, by the way. I mean, it was insane for a lacrosse game. I'm talking like 21-1 or something.
Oh,
like
did
that.
They go to like the mercy rule where they timed?
I don't think
the
they did.
Stop?
No, they did. In fact, I know they didn't because I was there at the end of the game. Well, they did not.
I think
but it goes
Cougars
fast.
Always destroy Vikings.
They play that sound effect after every goal. So it was just.
Did the play-by-play guy, like the booth guy, did he have sound effects?
He had one that was like
he had a sound effect.
They do that for touchdowns in the football too. So
that's
it was,
pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
It just
cool.
was
I like
fun,
that.
And then you know, I mean, it's just I did. This was something that starting the day, I had no idea that that's how my day would end. That I'd be up there, and he's just. He's got stones, man. He doesn't stuff that I remember. Even my very first broadcast opportunity, my memory of all of my opportunities in broadcasting consists of fighting through fear to accept a job. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
This is specifically brought because you have the public element to it that you actually, when you first hear it, you almost want to say, no, thank you. No, I don't want to. And then, but it's something you've always wanted. When I'm talking about broadcast opportunities, first time I was on the air at a real radio station, commercial radio station, I didn't sleep the night before. And it's just to have him roll in and be...
Well,
it's so confident.
It's really cool that schools can offer this now.
Yeah. It is. When you
would hit the air, though, like you didn't sleep the night before, but then you key the mic, doesn't the fear sort of get out of the way for excitement?
When I did my very first broadcast shift, it was a morning. We called it God Squad.
Oh, Sunday mornings, yeah.
AM station, Sunday morning, you play different programs. And by the way, this is prior to the digital era. So I had reel to reel tapes. I had one that was sent every week on vinyl where you played it on a turntable. And then I think I get the last hour or two to be a DJ. And that's why. So I had to not only be aware of what I was going to say and how I was going to write, but making sure I didn't screw up the different stuff that was on there, and then waiting for my big moment. And I don't know if I remember being calm.
Driving the church music?
One was called, I don't even know if they still do it, Powerline. That was one.
I remember Powerline, yeah.
Powerline. And and then there was one from the Chamber of Commerce that ran, and it was a little tiny radio station out in Northern Virginia, and that was it. And it was.
Did I ever tell you about my first time running a board for FM? I mean, I'd done college radio and stuff like that.
Are you talking about a commercial radio station?
Was the first time it was, I got to run the Grease Man for WJFK, which is the show that would run after the Don and Mike show.
That was the first time ever you'd run a board?
No, I mean, I'd run board in college.
But I mean in a commercial radio station.
Absolutely. Okay. And I was going to be backing up the great, late Tony Coulter, who was a beloved broadcaster.
Yeah, Tony was a cool dude.
And not that uptight, because my training was this. He said,
was so cool.
He said, okay, it's like 7:15 and everyone's out of the building except the two of us. And he says, all right, in the production room, you're going to tape it.
Is this in the evening or the morning?
This is in the evening. It was 7 o'clock after your show. And he'd say, okay, in the production room, you're going to tape the show. Then you're going to move the reel in here and you're going to play the show on the air. Now I'm going to go get us some pizza. Good luck.
So you're recording it in one room and then playing it on the delay
because
the live
feed started at 6 p.m. So we'd start recording at 6, and then by the time the 7 o'clock hour came, we had the 6 o'clock hour can.
I heard a rumor that there were maybe employees of the radio station who took advantage of the fact that calls came in for the Grease Man show prior to them leaving the building. And they may have had some fun with the...
Yeah, because they assumed Grease was live.
F you, sir.
That's right, sir. Powerboats.
I pretended to be the Grease Man and verbally
because you lived verbally assaulted. It wasn't enough that you were doing a radio show.
I wanted to do a show for my compatriots.
And we did enjoy
it. By the way, that was a fall over show teeth laughing moment there when I was doing it. Who's on the blower? And then, you know, he's got
Hey, Grease!
Hey, Grease! Duh! It was fun.
I'm calling it in from Dumfries, Grease.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So a big thrill. It was a lot of fun to
That's
have
feel good
my little man do that. I was happy with
it. Okay, it seems to me that we just won the face-off.
Let's go right to the
How
end.
How do you think the Canterbury's defense played? They switched the face-off person.
Yeah.
Year, but we're enjoying them while we have them. Keegan's sister, Alexandra, is also a pretty good player on there. I've seen her play a bunch. But it's a great team, honestly.
And 50 seconds to go in this. As we're wrapping this up, we just want to say thank you to the viewers who have been watching this. It's been a ride.
I love these kids. How do you not like kids when they talk like grown-ups, right?
That's so great.
It's been a ride. I am so lucky to have this in my life at this stage of my life. I really am. And so it was just a real out of left field moment, and it was funny.
How did you handle the air check meeting?
The notes?
Yeah, the notes. We have some notes.
Why don't I think I gave somebody some notes about something? I forgot what it. No, I didn't. I didn't give him any notes at all. The only note I gave him was be honest about your lack of knowledge. Don't try to fake it because
that's perfect.
That'll come right through if you're faking it completely. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a moment. It was a lot of fun. And his first real broadcast for school. And with that said, it's so funny because one of the other mothers was there, and she's a very accomplished physician. And I said, oh my God, he's good at it. I can't have him pursue. And I rolled down the window as we're waving to the kid. I said, take care, Kagan. All right, make sure you, or one of the other kids, I don't know which name it was, said, make sure you don't choose this as a profession. Do what your parents do. That's it.
How many times have you had someone come up to you and say, I got into radio because of you guys?
And blurry there for a second.
You almost feel apologetic when they say that, like, oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you it's know? Too late.
Yeah, it is too late. You blew it, pal.
Now, has he discussed with his buddies doing a podcast?
Something's because going terribly wrong.
There's kids doing shows that are pretty popular right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was even a topic on Saturday Night Live, that food podcast.
They could quickly pass us.
Yeah. Or... Hey, everybody. We could absorb them and use their power for good.
Correct. I think you're right.
Stop. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oops. Hi, I'm back. so yeah, it's cool. And but I don't, in this day and age especially, want him to pursue. He's smarter than that.
Yeah.
So I'd like him to do
he
that.
He could be the next Sam Rosen.
Sam Rosen, hey Rob, say what you will, right? Pretty successful, accomplished play-by-play guy.
Great guy. Very nice guy. And, you know, really, if you wanted to hear the best take on the eighth most popular game in the NFL, call Sam. He knows.
It's kind of down the NFL tier of Fox announcers.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly
all right, well, we've got very brief at the beginning. We will not get in any more arguments, I don't think. Well, we might. Who knows? I mean, it happens.
Well, not about politics.
Yeah,
and never real arguments.
It's too much esteem on all different sides. We will take a break and return with some tidbits right after this.
Hey, what's your beef? I'll tell you what I hate, paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks, and then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more, Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat.
Everybody, did you know that we're having a cruise?
Oh, cruising?
We're having a cruise that's coming up about a year from now, and you can get in early. You said give us a lot of lead time, so if you haven't heard of it, we don't talk about it all the time. We make the big announcement, and then we kind of let it slide for a while, but the cruise is coming in January of next year, 2027. That's plenty of time, less than a year, to get your plans together. Great price point, leaving from Tampa, Florida, taking a trip through the Western Caribbean, going to Cozumel. We're going to have a live show on the boat. It's going to be great. It's on the Margaritaville at Sea, and we are really, really excited about it. So make your plans for a slightly longer cruise than the last one. Yeah. We're going to be out there more, so more togetherness with us and everybody else on the boat. So do that. Check it out. Yes, sir.
And lock in your price now with just a small deposit.
Yeah, because the price will not hold forever. Right now is the best price point to do that. So
it's
make
like
sure
how
you
they
check
do
it
at Kohl's. They change the prices even as we speak.
You know, yes. That big ship, it takes a lot of oil to move that thing.
It does. And God knows. Yeah, that's right. Fuel. Yeah, be aware of that, thanks to your guy. Anyway.
Hey. Mike, you said it before. I'll say it again. Tidbits.
The standoff between the United States and Iran deepened on Tuesday as the U.S. declared it had blockaded Iran's ports. Tehran threatened to strike targets across the region, and Pakistan said it was racing to bring the sides together for more talks. Shortly after the blockade was set to begin, Trump warned on social media that Iranian warships that come anywhere close to the U.S. blockade will be destroyed by a quick and brutal strike. It's funny how we now have accomplished the sound of the Middle Eastern countries like Iran, right? We will wipe them out. What they do.
Yeah.
The lesser countries.
Well, what happens is you just start eliminating words, adverbs, adjectives, things like
that. Hours later, though, Trump said he had spoken to the other side, suggesting he was still willing to engage with Iran. So that's a good thing. I don't know what the markets are doing yet today, so I don't know what's going on.
Silver's down.
All that silver's down. Hi-ho. Silver. There you go. If your phone feels glued to your hand, you're not alone. One study found that on average, Americans spend 5 hours and 16 minutes a day on their phones. But according to new research,
that was just trying to get Vimeo to work.
That's true. The negative effects of all that screen time can be reversed. Researchers tracked people who had blocked internet access on their phone. They were allowed to call and text, but no scrolling of any kind. After only 2 weeks of this digital detox, everyone's attention spans improved big time. I am going to be all over it.
Yeah,
I'm going to try it. Even though this is a product that is consumed primarily digitally, I'm going to make this. I'm going to do this experiment. I
was telling Kelly over the weekend, I fell asleep one day with my phone in my office still. And woke up and my phone wasn't there first thing, and it was great. I said, I'm ordering an alarm clock.
Yeah.
And just going to start keeping it out of the room.
Now, here is, after only 2 weeks off the of the digital detox and off the digital content, everyone's attention spans improved big time. Here is the wild part. They said the boost was similar to reversing 10 years of age-related decline. People also reported having less anxiety and feeling better overall, too. I'm going to go into the bedroom right now. I think she's just getting ready
Sledgehammer
to go to work.
Time.
If you can't go... What is that? What do you mean?
On the phone, not the person.
No, you're going to destroy the phone. How dare you?
Rob's a little violent between the lines. You never know what he means.
I'm in mourning.
A little scary. if you can't go the full 2 weeks, don't worry. One researcher said even taking a partial digital detox, even for a few days, seems to work. And if you're talking about decline, I mean, people of my age, I'm going to give it a whack. Why not? Doesn't do me any good, really, except for the show when I find nice, interesting, funny things to play on the show. Other than that, not so much.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I pulled the Ethernet cable right out of my princess phone, so I can't scroll at all anymore when I'm on the phone.
Do you think this has value? Would you digital detox?
I absolutely, except for the fact I don't have a landline anymore. If I had a landline so I could be reached.
No, you would use your phone.
I would like
for calling and texting. You just
I would like
do
to
that.
Put my phone in a bank bag, zip it and lock it and put it away.
Yeah.
Because although it is the most useful tool that you have to have to exist today, I think it's poison. Of course
I think
it is.
They sell a device.
That it's like a little card that you have to tap on your phone and you can go in and set certain apps. So the apps that distract you the most, so like social media or Safari or whatever,
calculator,
unlock them and then tap this card. And then to unlock it, you have to tap that card again. So you just leave that card in another
room.
I
think it's super interesting.
And I think it's a pretty interesting idea.
Very interesting concept. I really do. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2026 was announced last night on American Idol. Here it is. Phil Collins, Oasis, Billy Idol, the Wu-Tang Clan, Luther Vandross, Sade, Joy Division, New Order, and Iron Maiden, Jimmy. Iron Maiden made it. Yay.
The fact that Sade got in ahead of NXS, this is not acceptable.
Yeah, NXS, pretty good band.
Great band.
Real band in your era, too.
And a rock band.
Yeah. New sensation.
Great band.
Yeah, maybe you think the autoerotic asphyxiation might have contributed to that.
Well, no, because that's what I think of when I think of Sade.
Okay. One of the last surviving actors from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no.
Passed away Sunday. Her name, Valerie Lee, and she played one of the child munchkins. She was 94. Valerie was only 6 years old when she was cast and celebrated her 7th birthday on set. She later went on to star in a few Our Gang comedy shorts like Ye Old Minstrels.
That's a good one.
In 1941.
Sure.
And Dancing Romeo in 1944.
That was a little alfalfa centric, but a good short.
Stephen Cox, the author of the 1996 book The Munchkins of Oz, says there's only one surviving person left who appeared in The Wizard of Oz. She's 96-year-old Priscilla Montgomery Clark, who was also a child munchkin. Mm-hmm. For the record, one of Judy Garland's uncredited stand-ins is also still alive. She's 107 years old.
Is she still standing?
Her name is Karen Marsh Dahl.
Yeah.
It's largely accepted that it's her feet in the ruby slippers when Dorothy taps the heels together to get back home. If that's true, then there are actually two people left alive.
I've heard that. This is going to be a beautiful ceremony for this late munchkin that just passed. They've already chosen the pallbearer.
Like kind of food coming into a restaurant.
Exactly. He's very short.
Do that. Thank you. That's a short choice. Joey Fatone.
I like to call him Joey Fat One.
We really don't get enough Joey Fatone in the news. He had to sell his house and move in with his parents to save money when NSYNC went on hiatus.
Paul Fatone?
Because the upkeep would leave him bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know about that?
I think he had a few lean years, and then there was the big tour, and then that stopped. So I bet he was betting on the big tour,
and he lost. What kills lottery people, too, is they win the lottery, they buy a $3 million home, and then they can't afford the $2,000 utilities.
Here's a trivia question for Josh Soroka, see if he's on the show history a little bit. There's also something else they buy. It's something to eat. Do you know what lottery winners buy? It's a big staple of saying it on this show for years and years, Josh. Do you know what lottery winners usually buy?
I don't know.
They buy a chocolate pie a mile wide. The news
and
of the
occasionally,
band's...
Mike, a banjo made of ham.
Yes. The news of the band's hiatus came abruptly. Joey says there was never a conversation or formal goodbye. Quote, this is Joey.
Talking about the possible... I know, that's not his.
That's
talks.
James Gandolfini. Talking about possibly going bankrupt myself and going down that path when you had millions of dollars to almost have nothing. It's like, what do you do? Is this like right when they went on hiatus? Did he spend that much?
Of course.
He says, do you go off the deep end and go to addiction to try to get your body numb and not think about it? Or do you get the positive attitude and go, you know what? I can do it. All right, Joey.
Yeah, Joey, take a walk. Take a walk. It'll be nice.
You know, Joey and those other guys are calling Justin Timberlake every day asking for a reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How great was that? Backstreet Boys are making millions in Vegas. You know these guys want a part of that.
When Justin Timberlake got pulled over and for drunk driving, and he said on the cam under his breath, "This is going to stop the tour." And the guy said, "What tour?" He said, "The world tour. I'm Justin Timberlake."
Yeah, my world tour, a little tour, just having a tour here. Nothing to see. People online are listing their underrated weight loss tips. And while none of them are groundbreaking, there's some good stuff here. Use it as you will. Number one, you can't eat it if you don't buy it. I love that one. Don't bring it into the house. You're going to help your cause an awful lot.
They taught us that in human development in high school.
It's a shame you never listened.
I tell you what.
What's in your refrigerator? We've done that game before. Two varieties of ice cream currently?
Just one.
Just one. What's in there?
Always, Mike. It's sort of like just having an ingredient is Kirkland vanilla ice cream, because that can be dressed with anything you want.
Very good. Let's see. Build small, achievable habits. We can't do everything at once. Pick something small and master it. Jargon. Number three, if you're prone to snacking, be more picky with the snacks you'll eat. Okay. Number four, eat more fiber, portion control, don't drink your calories.
Well, you look at me, beer has more calories than Coke.
I'm not drinking a beer right now during the show.
Neither am I.
What are you drinking?
Polar Seltzer Black Cherry.
What else are you drinking?
I had a Coke.
Thank you.
I have one a day, Mike.
He knows to finish it before you get on camera.
If I don't have that Coke, I'm not sure I'm getting out of bed. I need something to reward me in the morning.
Realize losing weight isn't a temporary change in behavior. It's a permanent lifestyle change. By the way, if Rob was with me in the evening, he could give me just as much crap. You know, so do you really need that bowl of Frosted Flakes before bed?
That's fine. Everybody, just keep it in order. Another great way to lose weight is have your father die.
Eat anything, but not everything. Make portions small, add other things, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Don't be the trash can. If you're eating food just because you don't want to throw it away.
Remember, wasn't that the... in Latin, but it was the motto at VCU.
It was also the motto at Vivid Pictures. Don't be the trash can. If you're eating food just because you don't want to throw it away, you just became the trash can. Number 10, go out for a walk every day. I hate walking. Yeah. I like walking on the golf course. I like walking when a baseball. I hate just walking to walk.
What about if Carla took you like a mile away from the house and kicked you out of the car, and then you could walk back, and then you had the reward of being home when your walk was done?
A task.
Or what about like a carrot on a string, but we just put a donut on the end?
A Krispy Kreme donut?
Yeah, Krispy Kreme just hanging on a string in front of you.
Faster.
Yeah.
Hey, you getting some yard work done, Josh?
God, there are 14 of these.
That's not my home.
Is it your home?
That's me today.
Oh, good for you. You win.
Sounds like a big, giant mosquito.
Mike wins.
In the evening. Brush your teeth right after you eat. I do the show from my home. That stops you from eating anymore, since you'd have to brush again. Number 12, use smaller plates, right? Number 3, water. Number 14, bring a Tupperware container for left. Oh, yeah. Never should have shared that.
I bring a Tupperware container to a restaurant, but only if the bathroom's crowded.
Yum, yum.
But I like the idea of show and tell what's in your fridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob does that with Tupperware, and then he takes it over to his mom's house and he goes, "Sharon, look what I made." Finally today, a 35-year-old man named McKinley Pace Jr. worked at a restaurant called D'Annunzio's.
What is that, Italian?
That's great. Just doing my kicker. Might as well have the dogs go out of their
mind. Well, the dogs don't like the lawn care guy.
D'Annunzio's was in Pennsylvania, but he flipped out on a coworker right after showing up because he felt like he was doing everything at work. He was doing everyone else's work. He reportedly said, "I've had enough. I'm going to punch him in the face." That's what the target says of the punch. He said, "I'm right here." That's what the target said. The target. I like calling the guy the target. And that's when the guy punched him in the face multiple times. And then he punched the guy's wife in the face, too.
Not okay.
Ooh. Witnesses say he launched the attack within 1 minute of clocking in. The police were called. But McKinley had left by the time they showed up, and they're still working to track him down to arrest him for aggravated assault. According to the internet, D'Annunzio's restaurant is known for its friendly service, warm atmosphere, and delicious Italian food. I was actually late coming to the studio today because I decided to write a poem about McKinley Pace Jr.
This is wonder. Josh, did you know that Mike is something of a play, not a playwright, but just a great writer, and he can do any format. Poetry is his best.
I'm a poet and don't know it.
No, you know it.
This is the Ballad of McKinley Pace.
Right.
All right. This is the tale of McKinley Pace, who punched his coworker right in the face. McKinley was pissed that he did everyone's job, and this particular guy was a real lazy slob. So just after McKinley Pace Jr. clocked in, he shocked Mr. Lazy right there on his chin. And if you think that attack was the mistake of his life, we should also say that he punched the guy's wife.
Yay!
Then McKinley Pace Jr. left the scene of the attack, and it was pretty obvious he wasn't coming back. The cops, they're still working to track McKinley down, and nobody knows if McKinley fled town. So the moral of this story should be clear to us all. When you show up to work, you better give it your all. And if someone's lazy and sits on their ass, be like McKinley. Don't give them a pass. Give them a nudge. And if they resist, be more persuasive. And then use your fist.
Ta-da!
Yes, you might get in trouble and they might call a cop, but that lazy behavior will probably stop. And in the long run, you can hold your head high and remember the slacker who has the black eye. And always remember, when you're on the job, it's better to work hard than just be a slob. Put in the effort. Don't sit on your ass. Give it your all. Work hard and work fast. Remember, there are two ways to do any job. A message to all, especially Rob.
Hey, thank you.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprises vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I have to say that, you know, we all love our kids. We do. That goes without saying. And, you know, I was talking about my son and doing his thing. Rob's very, very proud of his son, Robert III, for his accomplishments. He's doing really, really well in the education world. However, a little blip on the radar. Was it yesterday that this occurred for you?
It was yesterday, and this is on the tail of the previous Friday when I got a text from him during his school day. He is a teaching assistant at a high school for special ed kids, which is teaching is an incredibly tough job anyway. But when you involve special ed kids, there's an undeniable X factor that you can't expect.
And there's a wide variety when you're talking about the world of special education.
Oh, sure. I mean, there some are nonverbal.
Nonverbal. There's some kids that's a behavioral issue. A lot of them have situations at home that are very difficult
to deal
with.
The county will also educate them till I think age 22. Mm-hmm. And that's in a high school. So they're there for a while. Well, I was sort of laughing last Friday when he said, I won't name the student, but this particular student snagged him in the balls just to be, you know, sort of a pain in the ass.
What do you mean snagged
him? Like whapped him, right? Whap, like that.
You mean like nut taps?
Oh, not, yeah, not a grab.
Not a grab, but it was a pretty hard one.
A trap.
So when he, okay. So
would that be like a flicked him?
A flicked him?
Like flicked him in the balls.
No, I think it was more of a punch.
Snag. Yeah, let me explain snag. Rob, it sounds like a fish hook got into your scrot. Yes. That's what it sounds like.
I withdraw the word snag. I'll say punch. He got punched in the balls.
Really? With a closed fist?
Yeah. And I tried to make light of it. He said, Dad, it's not funny. And I started to think about it, and it really wasn't. So I get a text from him yesterday at about 2. He says, I'll be home soon. Can you drive me to Costco? And I said, yeah, but why? He said, I need to look into getting my glasses fixed because the same student hauled off, punched me in the eye, and broke my glasses. And I said,
this is the same student that did the nut tap?
Yeah, this is a lot more, though. I've not seen Robert this morning because of the way our schedules go. I would not be surprised if he had a shiner this morning because he got nailed.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say this, that I'm very proud of the fact that he presents challenges. He gets challenges presented to him every day like that. And if you ever for one moment think that teachers aren't out there doing everything for your kid, and especially special needs kids, keep this in mind.
Because now, is this kid, is it a cognitive thing or is it a behavioral thing, pure
it's
and simple?
It's a behavioral thing. And also, they all seem to happen in the latter part of the day. He's nonverbal.
Nonverbal.
Yeah. So I think he gets tired and fussy, and that's his way to compensate. But
it's so to think that after something like that happens, you know, when you're talking about teaching and you're leaning over a desk and you're showing them this, especially if they're nonverbal, it's a difficult situation. I would. But
it really is. It is.
And he's glad though if you did get hit at work. That your mom's right in the room.
Actually,
you can go right to mom.
She was there. They were actually in the hallway, like headed to another classroom when it happened. So everyone did see it happen. But it was, he got home, and rightfully so. He's pissed. He's not pissed at the kid. He's just pissed at the situation.
What are the rules for like self-defense in situations like that?
Carrie has done classes on it where they actually, I believe they have a shield in the classroom just in case, but it is a very defensive policy. You don't
have a lion on it or something. What is
it's a Captain America shield.
What are you talking like Game of Thrones for jousting or what?
Actually, is there a helmet too? I'm thinking what I'm probably
Chicago Riots kind of shield, like a plexiglass thing. What
I think
the hell
it is.
It?
Yeah, I think it is like a plexiglass thing. And they're
that's where you've cracked me up sometimes because I would be all over that with Carrie, specifically what it looks like. You hear that
I would
and move
on a picture.
You don't have that chip. You are not a curious man. I don't understand how you don't know what the.
I said you don't need the shield. Just let them do what they do. They're kids.
It's like a riot shield.
No, it is like a riot shield. Yeah, something that is. And you know what? I do know this. It is padded. It is a padded shield, and they're allowed to invoke it if they're being attacked. But Robert, this was enough that they had to go through paperwork. Workman's comp. They had to send him to
what? This is the punch yesterday.
Yeah, the eyeglass. They had to send him to the doctor to make sure everything was all right.
Well, that's also the school then goes into protection, like lawsuit protection.
But
plans.
Still, it's just and you know they had to give him antibiotic eye drops because they don't know the last time this kid has washed his hands. They can't ask him. And but the one
black eye and pink eye at the same time. What does that mean?
Well, it means
what
good
color,
and plenty.
What color does that result in?
It looks like a box of good and plenty.
Was it brown eye? When,
but,
I'm not sure.
I will say, when he got home, he was in need of a win. He really, really was.
Oh, that poor kid.
And so I said, come on, let's go to Costco. We'll order you your glasses. And, you know, it's funny because in my mind, he's still
Bruins rules said when I'm talking to you like that. What do you want now? You're there, and I'm here. I think the gentleman answered the question.
In my head, he's still my son, you know, like a kid. And what
well,
I'm not
actually
looking,
really is, too. It doesn't just have to be in your head.
I know, but I mean like a kid.
I get it.
And when you walk in and you're not looking on the outside in and you're seeing I'm not small. And he's 5 inches taller than me. Yeah. So he projects the image of a man. And we go to this guy, and I'll call him out by name at my Costco, Jorge. He's a hero. We went in and Robert
Irish
said,
guy?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He worked at that restaurant where the guy got punched in the face.
D'Annunzio's.
That's the
or,
one.
You know, and I'm sorry for the people who like that. They all want the Jack Kent Cooper. D'Annunzio's.
I love it. So we go. And this guy obviously specs out the situation. He looks at Robert. He says, what can I do for you? And Robert hands him glasses that are in pieces, but they're the kind that have the wire under the lens and a solid top frame. You know what I mean?
Sexy.
Yeah. Well, they are good looking glasses. Mm. And
so is he trying to reuse the lenses? Is that Robert's idea?
Well, he just wanted to know if they could be fixed because Robert has astigmatism and he really shouldn't be driving without glasses. And so the guy looks at him.
Hope
and
those kid's fingernails don't have astigmatism.
They might be. Don't bite them.
Astigmatism.
So this guy, Jorge, looks at him and he says, yeah, I can fix it. $300. And Robert goes, okay. And then the guy winks at me. And I said, what if I were getting them fixed? He said, oh, free. And so he's just giving Robert a hard time. And he sat down. And in 10 minutes, reassembled the glasses from pieces, put new wire on, and Robert had his glasses inside of 10 minutes, no charge.
We have an instant replay on the show right
Thank
now.
You.
Me asking Rob about the shield.
Right. Yeah. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
But then we did get upsold into a pair of sunglasses. But
you did?
Yeah, for him.
Okay.
Because I said, you know, if you're driving, you really should have these. But to come in and get glasses fixed and two new pair of glasses for like $120, crazy. And the fact that he was able to fix them that day. So cheers to Jorge at Leesburg Optical at the Costco. But
there
also,
you go. To mom and it's at the Costco.
Yeah, it is.
He wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't at the Costco.
Yeah, well, I mean, here I was. I just had a moment where I got excited for a second that it was actually a mom and pop store.
I
know
said
you
it
did.
Earlier.
I missed that part. I know
fair,
it's Costco.
Those are stores inside of Costco. So they're not necessarily
so they're independents?
They're independent.
Yeah.
Yes.
That are in there? Okay.
But anyway, the main crux of the story is I'm very proud of my son.
The mauling of America is what it is.
I'm very proud of my son. I'm sorry he had to go through that, but I'm proud of the way he handled it.
So you talked to him last night, and how was he doing by the end of the evening?
He was better last night. We actually had dinner together as a family, and his head had started to not hurt as much.
What did you have? What did you have to eat?
We had salmon, baked salmon. Mm. With I put like butter and I think garlic and chives.
Was
on it
Costco salmon?
Yeah,
of course it was.
I walked by it yesterday. They had some when I was what was I getting yesterday? I get my protein bars, and they had some beautiful salmon fillets that were in on display.
I would not buy salmon from a grocery store in this area for all the money in the world. I guarantee you, it's 10
the same
days
as
old.
It's exactly the
same. No, because they don't have the turnover. They
down
don't have
here
the
is different. Like Publix has nice.
Yeah, I'm sure
down
Publix
here.
Does. Right. Yeah, but if you go to Safeway. With
however,
their
my cocktail
series,
shrimp was out yesterday. It was, and I was lost. It was like
you
my
sure
lunch
it wasn't just moved. They love to move things on.
Well,
you.
No, because there were like three where there are normally 30. You know, and
they've
so
moved it, Mike, to the optical department.
Leesburg Optical. In
but,
Fort Myers, Florida.
In any case, Robert, I love you. Stay with it. You're a good kid, and I'm proud of you. Because it was just so, it's such the worst. And also, as a dad, you can't do anything about it.
Kathy, my sister, early in her career, she was a special ed teacher and taught in a very difficult school system. And she came home. She was living at home right out of college when she got her first job, and she came home in tears on multiple occasions from the situation she dealt with. I would imagine Carrie's had her share of really insanely rough days.
She
too.
Cries all the time. I'm curious about your sister, though. Was it weird having you as a student?
No. No, I got preferential treatment.
Of course you did.
And it kind of straightened me out.
Yeah, you didn't punch anybody?
No, once they decided there was one key element was to bring over the best eaten donut box filled with jellies and put me in the corner That got me through to lunch every day. I was in a much, much happier space.
That just got you to lunch.
Yes, it did. Yeah. That sugar high. Really important for kids of certain ages.
It really is. The problem is when the blood sugar goes down, they get fussy. Yeah, you got to keep it high.
That might be a trick for Robert. Keep a little bag of candy. When you think the kid's getting tired, just give him some sugar.
Sugar for everybody. We will take a break. We got some medical updates around the horn.
Nice.
Including my I test drove my failed bicep. And more
fun
and more thrills.
Money!
We'll be right back after this, everybody. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. Thank you, Mike. You're welcome, Mike. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I have to say that yesterday was the first day in 2 weeks, maybe a little over 2 weeks, that I tested my failed limb, my my ruptured proximal bicep tendon, and I went out to swing the club at they're blowing up Happy Valley, so they don't have
Caddyshack.
Not that way. They're rebuilding it. So they do that down here periodically because, you know, spend.
Well, it's a great opportunity to let fertilizer run into the water.
It is. Well, yeah. So they can
get,
you know,
close to the too hot to play. So I'm sure less people play. So it's construction time.
Never too hot for me. No, you're right. You got it, Josh, because it's the people that, you know, have the lovely life. You don't want to disturb their world.
No.
The people that go.
Snowbirds are heading home.
Snowbirds are heading home, and so that's when they start these things. And it's kind of cool to see the way they do it. I mean, it's fascinating.
Is it true they're deepening the holes this year?
For the golf ball to go into?
Yeah, it's like about 2 feet down.
Yes.
And twice as wide.
That's funnel shaped. God, I wish I had those sounds at my fingertips where it'd be like hello, 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 hello. I can't get my ball out of the hole. So I have to do it myself. So I test drove it. I'm here to say it was a successful experiment. And
when you do that, do you like go to the driving range and give it a few swings to warm up?
They got another place next door that is letting us use their facilities because we've done the same for them. So I went over to that driving range and hit a bunch of golf balls with a lot of different golf clubs, including the driver. And I was scared because I didn't know the last time I'd done it. It was, no, go, God, no.
Yeah.
And it worked. Although there were a couple of moments where, you know, something would move and I'd feel a little tweak. But overall, to finally get confirmation on what that doctor said, that, you know, I don't need to do anything. I mean, it
did
seems
it get
like
better
okay.
As the day went on, like, did it loosen up a little bit and you had less?
It got
tweaks,
a little.
Or?
No, there was a little soreness last night because I hadn't used that. And then I said, well, that's it. I can rejoin my group. And I'm very, very excited. So I sent
They'll have you.
Well, I sent an email.
You might have been replaced.
And I said, tested the shoulder. Everything's working great. Really looking forward to getting back with the guys. I'm in for a Friday. And I received a very, very friendly text that said, you're on the wait list.
You did get replaced.
You did get replaced.
No, I didn't let him know. I didn't let him know soon enough. And for whatever reason, everybody's down here and getting all their golf in before they split. So that's what it is.
You
now,
should show up and just play with them and, you know, knock another guy out of the way. Just say, you think you're so tough?
I'm sure that would go very well. Perfect, I'll punch him like the guy at D'Annunzio's.
Yeah, or but don't break his glasses.
McKinley Pace Jr.
There is a shield. It's stuck in your head because you wrote the poem.
There is a McKinley Pace medical update for us right now. No, it's not for him.
No.
It's a regular, generic medical. This is where, Rob, you're being an amateur physician. Is that what you're doing
here?
Well,
this is the TMOS medical condition of the week, and I just want to prepare you. Do either of you work near sheep?
I guess not.
Okay. Mike, there was a horrible case reported in Greece. The patient is a 58-year-old woman in Greece. Her symptoms, she works outdoors on a Greek island. She developed pain around the center of her face that grew progressively worse. About 2 to 3 weeks after this pain began, she began a severe cough. So this is painful and coughing. Shortly after that, Mike, she sneezed and worms came out of her nose.
God, that's horrible.
So it's apparently...
She wasn't eating like orzo or anything like that, was she?
Just rice.
That would just be so horrible. Long grain rice?
Yeah.
Where are they?
So after she started sneezing out worms, she sought medical attention, which I think is good. It was actually examined that she had infection and worms growing, some in the mature state, some in the pupa state, in her maxillary sinuses.
Pupa.
This is common in livestock, and what they've determined is because she works next to a place where sheep graze, the worm-like creatures actually were from the sheep. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you blow your nose and the result starts wiggling, please consult a doctor.
Did she get the... did she get it by, like, touching the wool?
I think it was just proximity and air bringing the, you know, the little bits of a...
You mean it's an airborne parasite?
She was not, like, snuggling with the beasts, so I don't know how it got there, and they don't either. They just know that it came from them.
She wasn't out near sheep, also?
No, she wasn't grazing. But so, Mike, just think.
Oh, how's since we're covering all the medical stuff, how's your blood pressure today, Josh?
I haven't checked it. I'll check it during the commercial.
Okay, very good.
It usually goes up if he blows his nose and worms come out.
It's so nasty. Real quick, before we go to break here, Temu alert.
You wanted to talk about that.
All right, let me show you. Let me show you what I got here. See the, and I hope the green pops. It does. Yeah, the green is popping. Yes, so this is my little Tissot watch here. And one of my favorite, favorite, PRX80, one of my favorite watches.
So
beautiful,
you didn't
watch
that on Temu?
Did not buy the watch, bought the band.
Ah, okay.
Either Amazon or Temu. I'm not quite sure, but you see that? So I know on Temu, I bought for another watch, I bought a brown leather band like this, almost identical, same kind of like alligator pattern it's got on it. And I bought that and got it for like $8.
Yeah.
And I was just really, I love stuff like that, because when you get it and you realize, oh my God, it really is just $8. I'm very, very cool.
Do you prefer a metal band or like a leather band?
I'm leaning now. I've moved on. I'm leaning now towards, I like the leather because it doesn't get banged up as much. You know, with a metal bracelet.
I got this band for $9.
There you go. And it looks great. And but they will, you know, the metal will scratch eventually if you're wearing it every day. So I get it in the mail, and I'm really, and not only did I know I screwed up because it had my old address. And so I thought maybe I wouldn't get it at all when that happens, because I know I couldn't change it on time. It was a hassle, and I screwed it up.
There's some lady with 800 pairs of golf shoes and a big stack of watch bands.
It arrives yesterday. I'm like, oh, fantastic. And I had to race out because I'm picking my kit up, and I didn't have time. Come back, get my little watch building kit out with all my tools in it, and I'm getting ready to put it together and attach the watch to it, take the other bracelet off, as I like to do. It's one of my favorite hobbies. And then I notice this little part of the watch right here. There's a beautiful, it's a nice band, really, really nice.
Yeah.
And it goes into this part of the watch really easily.
That's tough to do. Yeah.
Guess what wasn't included?
What?
This.
The pin?
The buckle.
The latch?
The latch. The buckle to secure the band.
So
no, what, nowhere what, to be found. It's gone. No, I mean, there is none.
What did you do?
I got an unbuckle. My little $8 purchase ends up costing me about $17.
Yeah.
Because I go online and I buy. But the thing is, I bought that also cheapy, but I got a different kind of one that's more of a clasp that might be a real upgrade.
Was it a multi-pack of buckles?
I think I got that one on the regular. No, it was not a multi-pack.
Because I'd buy 50 of them.
By the way, Temu will do that to you where they'll show a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And it's actually one. Yeah. Do not be fooled.
But you know what? $17 all told for that watch band is not bad.
Yeah, but pain and suffering with, you know, the
waiting
to find out.
That's true. And Josh, you can't put a price on time. Ah, because it's a watch.
Bada bing, bada boom. And really, at some point, maybe tomorrow's show, we can talk about recos people have. Bring them to the show. If you've gotten anything from China that you find is a phenomenal value, I would truly like to know about it with my Temu and go outside of my area of comfort. So
don't buy LPs. Their LPs are overpriced.
Well, and they'll melt on the ship.
Sure. Yeah.
Very good. They're warped.
Okay. Warp it. They can be warped, but it doesn't matter because they're going to come and they're going to be too expensive.
Maybe tomorrow we can have we haven't done it in a while. So we'll take a break. And we'll come in. Do you have some? Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Well, 135 over 83.
135 over 83 is
not bad.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's pretty better than where I've been.
I think it was lower before the show started and the opening discussion.
Probably so.
Yeah, very. Yeah, that probably raised it. Mm-hmm. So, God, if anything ever happened, I'd feel bad. You know? And what about me? Would you feel bad if I tumbled after that? You know,
I'd be destroyed. Are you kidding?
Be very, very sad.
And if I were to
die? Silence from that side.
What? If I were to die.
Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Thank you. You have a beautiful video?
I do. I just hope I live through it.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdoses options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Before you play the music for the...
Mike, do you have any glasses?
I can't find them. all Temu, by the way.
Temu.
All Temu. Every single one of them. All right.
Did they come with buckles?
How you doing? Six eyes. Hey, six eyes.
That's like the worst Dick Tracy villain I've ever seen. Six eyes.
I'm a fly. Yeah, good video day. To hit the thing.
Let's, thank you, of course. Thing.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Mike, I'm going to list some TV shows. Tell me if any of them mean anything to you. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Right. The Bugaloos. The Banana Splits.
Banana Splits, I know.
Okay. How about Sigmund and the Sea Monsters?
Aware of it, vaguely.
Okay. Land of the Lost.
Very with the Slee Stacks. Yeah,
exactly.
Saw a lot of that on Saturday mornings.
All of them were produced by Sid and Marty Croft.
Yes.
And yesterday...
They used puppets.
Yep. Yesterday, we lost Sid Croft.
He had to be 1,000 years old.
96.
96.
And to the best of my knowledge, Marty is still alive. Mm-hmm. But the one thing Carrie and I got many years ago, I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was a VHS tape of the best of Sid and Marty Croft shows. and we realize they have the longest theme songs of anything ever. I want to go to a one I
would
didn't
you,
mention.
Would you, before you play your video, were you able to get the phone number for Marty? Would you were you able to get that number and get him on the line?
Yeah,
Marty Croft.
Yeah.
Did you want to play your video first and then talk to Marty, or do you want
to? Yeah,
do
I'd like to play the video and then talk to Marty.
All right, talk to Marty afterwards. All right, you got him on the line.
Yeah. Hold. Okay. So look, this I'm gonna not. I can't play the whole theme. Because so at this part we learn about Jack Wild, who is going around and he sees a magic boat.
By the way, he was in Oliver too as the Artful Dodger.
He was the Artful Dodger.
Can you turn that down a little bit?
Yeah. So he sees the boat and it's a magic boat. Okay, let me skip ahead. The boat turns evil. Let me go on more. Okay, he's saved by Puffin Stuff, so Witchy Poo can't get him.
But who would get there first?
And now let's watch the end of it.
Doing the dance.
Now, Mike.
A little short kid dance.
Short kid dance. Do you remember when they stopped doing TV themes because they were taking up too much of broadcast television and they could sell a commercial?
I don't remember that.
It happened about the time of that show, My Name is Earl, and they the TV themes almost went away. That TV theme for every episode of that show is a minute 50.
Wow. Every day.
Every day, 2 minutes of the show was devoted to the theme. And that's a question I have for Marty Croft. Marty, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Marty. I didn't expect to see you.
I didn't expect that you have a picture.
Now, first of all, please accept my most sincere condolences on the passing of Sid.
Thank you so much.
Did you call him Sid or Sidney?
Sidney.
Sidney Croft.
Sidney, your soup's getting cold.
Why were the TV themes so long?
They were, we paid a lot of money for them, and, I didn't want to have a wonderfully produced product and throw it away. If you've paid for it, you might as well enjoy it. Right?
I wanted to ask you actually about a real situation, if you knew about it. Do you remember when you and your brother went to McDonald's with the thought of a McDonald land that you were going to do all the puppets for?
We thought so. Unfortunately, I found that the Ray Kroc was a somewhat unscrupulous businessman who I was really glad when I was no longer dealing with him.
Were you proud and happy when they went ahead with McDonaldland without you anyway and you got a huge undisclosed settlement? Marty, you're going to have to wake up.
You got a huge
settlement from the McDonald's Corporation.
We did.
Now you're awake.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Were you so excited that you wore a black shirt with a black sport jacket?
I loved it. I just think it's great. I just want to say I have to go to a brunch.
Marty, it's been great, and I wish you many years.
Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Shalom.
That was, of course, Marty Croft.
Marty, very nice man. Very, like, very, very nice man.
How much would you pay?
I am a professional DJ.
Let's say you could talk to Jesus, but
they were Greek, not Jewish. Okay, I'm just doing a voice, dude. Okay? I mean, really, lighten up, people. Give
just
me a break.
Having a good time here. Let me get back to
like
what
a Greek
I was...
guy never had a New York accent? Huh?
Huh?
Come on now, all right?
Come on. Mike.
Yes?
How much would you pay to talk to artificial intelligence, Jesus Christ?
Oh. Well, I wouldn't pay, but if I had a chance to do it for free, it'd be fun.
Let me show you what it comes. It's $2 a minute, $1.99 a minute, like an old 900 number, like Miss Cleo, except now you're talking to Jesus.
Okay.
Hi, Jesus. My name is Jeff, and I've been having a really hard time in life, and I'm looking for some inspiration and guidance.
That heaviness you're carrying is truly felt, and I want you to know you're not walking through it alone.
I have a question. I'm not a biblical scholar, but anywhere in the Bible, Josh, does it talk about Jesus having the palsy? Because his mouth doesn't seem to work quite like
it's
it should.
It's AI Jesus, Rob. It's AI Jesus. But
would
I
you
like
pay
the
for
face.
That?
I love the face.
He's from that show that was just, is it called The Chosen, Josh?
Yeah, that's the actor from The Chosen.
I would love that to be Jesus' face if I ever meet Jesus.
Now, any other characters?
Carla told me the other night I was going to meet Jesus if I didn't shut up.
I don't know that you'd meet him even if she did kill you.
Wow.
Who knows? Who knows? Are there any other people from a miniseries that you would like to talk to?
Me?
Yeah.
Jimmy Klugman.
As Quincy?
As Quincy.
I think that'd be great.
Peter Falk as Columbo.
That would be fun. Yeah, I would like that.
Let me see if I really could talk. If you could talk to any late sitcom character. Yeah. Really, really talk to somebody. No, not their character, the actor who played them.
Oh, easy for me.
Who?
Jackie Gleason.
Okay. All right.
I think it would be so great to figure out what was going on in that head.
But he's kind of a dick, Rob.
You know what? But
right?
That's
he
okay.
was even a dick on 60 Minutes.
You're right. Oh, I'm so sorry they canceled it. Who would you talk to?
I had the pleasure of speaking with my comedy hero, Don Rickles, and he was a dick. Which was really unfortunate.
Well, he wasn't a dick as much as he was just not into it.
If I mine is easy as far as an interview I would love to do. He's not a sitcom character at all, but he's been on television a lot. I would love to have the opportunity to have interviewed George Carlin. Nothing would make me happier, especially now. We need George Carlin today. Yeah. We do. We really do.
Josh, anyone for you?
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And the cast of Bone Island.
You know, you kind of muffed Cosby too. It was kind of a.
It was like
Bill Cosby, but it still worked for me.
I watched a very brief documentary on YouTube yesterday. I don't know what's going on with my algorithm, but it was a documentary on Jell-O. It's about 15 minutes, and they talked a lot about Bill Cosby.
Let me just say, your algorithm is working just perfectly.
Obviously, Mike, before he had all his legal trouble, because they were talking about how he saved the company.
I'm sure he did pudding pops.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
Vaccines, they're a drag, right?
Yeah, I got my shingles vaccine a couple of weeks, like last week, and I got to wait 6 months, 3 to 6 months to get the next one. And apparently, the second one, you only get two, the second one makes you sick.
Oh, I hate
that.
That's
what they told me, so I have that to look forward
to. What if they had a better way to deliver your vaccine to you than a shot?
I've had so many discussions.
Yes,
with my pharmacist to
druggist.
They get tired of me coming in there. I will say this. I said, "Excuse me," and she's usually working in the back, so I have to yell it across. And I go to the grocery store pharmacy, so I will like, "Excuse me, is there any way to put these in suppository form?"
Well, Mike, we haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. But there is a virologist that has figured out a way to put vaccines in beer.
Buck and I'm about to drink the first vaccine beer the world has ever seen. I made this beer in my home lab setup.
Gross.
And I'm hoping that eventually it will be able to protect transplant patients against a horrible virus.
He's just injecting the vaccine into the beer.
I'm just going to have the first quaff.
He's going to take his first quaff.
At least in myself, in an N-O-1.
He's gross.
Yeah, he is. He's a skinny guy with a fat belly.
He's like every guy that makes his own beer. Sorry if I offended anybody.
He said it was delightful. They asked him
2 feet down.
I can't tell you.
We had an engineer that made his own beer, and his breath was seriously like the corpse of a fart.
Mike,
that might be the title of today's show.
They had the follow-up with that virologist, and they said, "What's the secret to your beer?" He says, "Human piss."
That's so nasty. It's a very strange show today. Started out fiery, as it always does. Anyway, thank you for joining us.
Thank you to Marty Croft for coming by.
Tomorrow, maybe a super chat. We didn't hawk it. Tomorrow, I will goose it. and I will come up with something so we can make up for the 2 days that we didn't get one single super chat.
Maybe tomorrow could be Whipped Cream Wednesday.
Well, you know, March, April are lean months on the Mike O'Mara show, so we don't tell you enough that we need that. Got to make up for some of our credit card debt. We will do that tomorrow when we show up on the Mike O'Mara show, ladies and gentlemen. For Josh Schroek and Rob Spiewak, this is yours truly saying, go Graham Platner. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!